The remnants of Hermine are finally moving away from our area. They were sitting south of Long Island for a couple of days, but now that low-pressure area, which is in much weakened form, is working its way over Cape Cod this afternoon. And we are in some heat and humidity across the area. Fall is just a couple of weeks away, but the feel is still summer-like today, with our dew point temperatures climbing well into the 60s to near 70 degrees, and that means that it is feeling quite muggy. In fact, for some of us, it's starting to feel oppressive. So we have mugginess, we have some heat, and we have a cold front that is approaching from the northwest. And with that front coming through late today, tonight, into tomorrow, there is the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. And in some areas, these storms could be locally severe with some gusty winds. And any of these storms have the potential to produce some heavy downpours and quite a bit of thunder and lightning. So be aware of the weather for the rest of the day into tonight, as some of these storms could pack a punch as they come through the region. It is going to be a mild and muggy night with some areas of locally dense fog likely. Temperatures fall into the 60s to near 70 degrees. And moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will push off to the east, so morning clouds and fog will give way to increasing sunshine. Most areas are dry, though we may see a shower develop, especially across the far south. It'll be a mild day. Temperatures will be mainly in the 70s and 80s. A few spots south of Albany may hit 90 tomorrow, and we'll see the humidity levels begin to drop behind that front, though it's likely to remain fairly humid, especially south of Albany, where that front will be a little bit closer. Now, into the weekend, we will see the cold front return as a warm front on Saturday. So we'll see humidity increase. There is the chance for some showers and thunderstorms. And then we'll have a cold front pass Saturday night into Sunday. Following that, we'll see the humidity levels drop for the second half of the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers or thunderstorms, mild and muggy with areas of fog, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and increasing sun, mild and turning less humid, high 76 to 82. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, mild and muggy with areas of fog, low in the 60s to around 70. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and increasing sun, mild and turning less humid, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, mild and muggy with areas of fog, low in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and increasing sun, chance of a passing shower or storm, hot and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, mild and muggy with areas of fog, low in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And tomorrow, a mix of clouds and increasing sun, mild and turning less humid, high 78 to 84. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, muggy, highs in the 70s and 80s, and on Sunday becoming mostly sunny and less humid, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.